finally, he looked around, he says, any other comments? Finally, one of the men got up. Bart Wilson, you may be the wagon master of this train, but I'm not going the southern route. I have heard stories of what happened to many a wagon train. It says, bodies scattered all over, the wagons burned, scalps taken. He says, I'm not taking my family to the southern route. Finally, a couple more shouted up, and I'm not either. And finally, the camp was yelling and screaming at each other. Half of them wanted to go north, and the half of them wanted to go south. Finally, Tom got up. He says, all right, let's settle down. He says, we're not going to get anywhere this way. He says, you people have to understand that we all go together, one way or the other. And he says, to me, the sensible thing to do is to take a vote on it. He says, Bart is right in many cases. And he says, going north has its advantages too. But I think we should decide which way we want to go, and then all of us go the same way. He said, if we split up, we'll be in more danger than ever before. There were nods. Yeah, that's right, sure. He says, all right, Tom, take a vote. All you men who are in charge of a wagon, who wish to go north, raise your hand. Tom started counting. 52. Says, all right, all those that are willing to go along with Bart Wilson, the southern route. Finally, one of the men yelled up, he says, Tom, what are you going to do? Tom thought a while. All right, I'll tell you. Bart Wilson is in charge. If he says it's safe, he says it's a better route, may take a little longer, says less chance of getting snowed in up in the mountains, he says, I'll take the southern route. One of the men yells, says, how about another re-vote on that, Tom? We didn't know that. All right, let's try it again. All those favoring going the northern route. Or 31. How many favor going the southern route? He counted and counted. He says, that's way over 31. He says, we have decided that we would all go the southern route. Bart Wilson stepped up. He says, well, thanks, Dawson. He says, kind of settle that. A couple of the men rushed up. He says, you didn't settle it for me. I'm still going north. Tom grabbed him by the shoulders. He says, Sam, look. He says, if you want to take your wagon up in the mountains and get snowed in and be frozen to death or starved to death, he says, that's your problem. He says, I said it once and I'll say it again. We've got to stick together. He looked around. He saw people nodding yes. He says, all right, Tom. He said, for you? He said, I'll do it for you. You're not doing it for me, you're doing it for yourself and your family. He says, all right, all right. And finally, the few others that left doubt in their minds which way to go, Tom went around and talked to them, and finally they convinced the whole wagon train that they should go south, in spite of the fact that the northern route was shorter, but there was danger of being snowed in and less chance of attack from the Indians. That evening, Mr. Miller came over to the camp, followed by Mrs. Miller and Nancy. Tom stood up. Said, oh, good evening. Come in, come in. Sit down, sit down. They sat down on some logs, and Tom said, I'll fix some coffee. Jackie says, I'll do that, Tom. I know how to do that. He says, you go ahead and visit, and I'll... Nancy looked up. I'll help you, Jackie. Well, all right, Nancy, you know how to make coffee? Sure, I know how to make coffee. I make it for my dad and mother all the time. Well, I do too. He said, I like it strong. She said, gee, Jackie, says, you're so strong. I said, oh, not really. He says, and nothing seems to frighten you. Aren't you frightened of the Indians? Jack, he says, why would I be frightened of the Indians? Well, the terrible stories, and I'm frightened. Nancy, you shouldn't be frightened. Nancy looked up and fluttered her eyelashes. My Jackie, you're a brave boy. Finally, Mr. Miller pulled the log he was sitting on, the stump of a log, a little closer to Tom. That this isn't exactly a social visit, Tom. So what's on your mind, Mr. Miller? I'm a little frightened. He says, going through Indian territory. And he says, I don't trust Bart Wilson. He says, how come you sided in with him? I didn't side in with him. He said, I think it's the thing to do. He said, even in spite of the Indians, Tom, he says, you don't have a family. He says, I have my wife and daughter to think of. He says, I have myself to think of and of Jackie. And he says, do you think I'd deliberately vote to go through Indian territory knowing that there were hostile Indians? No, you wouldn't, Tom. I know that. He said, but we're worried, and I'm not the only one. Tom says, all right. I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll get a few of the boys that we feel that don't trust Bart Wilson quite as much as somebody else, and we'll keep our own lookouts. He says, watch the mountain peaks. Watch for smoke signals. Watch for anything that you can see. If it doesn't look just right, let me know. All right, Tom, that's what I wanted to hear you say. He says, we'll keep informed. Where's Nancy? Nancy? Oh, I'm helping Jackie fix coffee, Mother. Mother walked over and says, Jackie, are you making coffee? He said, well, it's almost ready, Tom. You're not going to leave yet. He says, no, I guess we won't. Nancy, I have some pie there in the wagon. He says, why don't we have coffee and pie, and you children can have pie and maybe make you some tea. Nancy looked at Jackie. Would you like some tea, Jackie? Jackie said, well, yes. I'll make some for you right away. So she left, brought the pie, and they sat down and had coffee and pie and tea. And after they left, Jackie told Tom that they were supposed to be exceptionally careful of watching the peaks, any signs of Indians in the territory, and so forth. So as the days went by, everybody watched, and everybody was just a little bit quieter. They weren't quite as gay and happy in the evenings. And one evening, Jackie was riding back from way up front, and as he came by, the wagons were already forming for the night, and on the edge to the right side of this huge circle, he saw a wagon that was very familiar to him. The horses were unhitched, and there was no one around. Ritzy was following him, as he always did. Jackie got off his horse and tied it to a bush. He said, you stay here, Rainbow. Ritzy began to follow him. Jackie decided this was the time, if ever, he was going to find out what's in that wagon. He went up to the back of the wagon, and it was all laced up with rope. He couldn't get through. He climbed up in the front on the seat and unlaced a part of the canvas, pulled it apart and looked inside. There were nothing but great big long boxes. He wondered, what's in the box? He crawled in the back and found a hammer, pried open the lid, brushed away the packing, and there at the bottom were guns. Holy cow! Guns! Jackie couldn't believe his eyes. What is he going to do with guns? He started to put the lid back on, and as he started to crawl out, he looked and he saw Chuck coming. He didn't have time to crawl down from the front seat, so he hid under the seat. Chuck came over and looked around, saw Ritzy a few feet from the wagon. Hey, you pooch, get out of here. He picked up a rock and threw it at him, and Ritzy ran up towards Rainbow. Wonder why that dog's hanging around here. Bart was coming up from the other way. He says, "What are you doing, Chuck? Throwing rocks at jackrabbits?" "No," he said, "I'm throwing rocks at that pooch over there." He said, "Isn't that that kid's dog?" "Yeah, and it looks like his horse up there, too." "Oh, he's probably out looking for something." He said, "Did you check the wagon?" He said, "I check it all the time." He says, "Remember, no one must suspect what we're doing." He says, "In a couple days, we'll make the deal, and they'll take care of the wagon train just like always." He says, "Yeah." He says, "Chuck," he said, "Bart," he says, "got to hand it to you." He said, "I've really got to hand it to you." Bart smiled. He said, "Of course." He says, "I've got the brains. So you just do what you're told," and he says, "we'll both be rich." Chuck was climbing up on the wheel, and as he looked at the lace, the rope that had laced the canvas together, it was unlaced. He swung around. "Bart!" He said, "were you in the wagon?" Bart was walking away. He says, "No, why?" "I said, why?" He said, "because it's undone." Bart rushed up and jumped on the wheel, looked in, threw the canvas back. He said, "did you leave this wagon unguarded?" He says, "no." He said, "I just took the horses down," and he says, "I brought them back." He said, "took them down to water." He says, "2 minutes. He says, "somebody's been in here." He looked inside and saw one of the boards on the top of the carton that Jackie didn't pound back. He says, "somebody's been in here and somebody opened these boxes." "Well, I don't know who it was. I didn't see anybody." Bart Wilson climbed down, lit a cigar. He says, "I don't know. There's several of these people around here I don't trust, Chuck, and one of them is that Tom Dawson." I said, "well, he wasn't around here. I know it wasn't Tom Dawson. He's not even here." And as Chuck began to crawl down, he saw a shoe sticking out from under the seat. "Bart, come here." Bart climbed back on the spokes. "Is that your shoe?" "Of course, that's not mine." Chuck pulled out his gun. "All right, you varmint. I'm going to count three, and then I'm going to fill you full of holes." All right, they caught Jackie. Of course, they didn't know it was Jackie hiding under the seat, and Chuck pulled out his gun and says, "all right, you varmint, come out of there before I count three, or I'm going to blast you full of holes. 1, 2. Jackie knew it was time to get out of there fast. He crawled out. They said, "all right, I'm coming out. "Well, look who we have here, Bart." Bart climbed up and looked. He said, "it's the kid." He says, "what are you doing in there?" He grabbed him by the leg and pulled him all the way in. Jackie fell to the ground. He says, "what are you doing in there?" He said, I just want to know what you had in the wagon." Bart looked at him and says, "oh, you want to know what we had in the wagon? I suppose you found out." He says, "yes." He says, "you have guns." He says, "who gave you permission to go in my wagon?" "Nobody." He says, "all right, boy, I'm going to teach you a lesson. Chuck, hand me that whip." Chuck went over there and threw the whip to Bart. He says, "all right, kid." He says, "you need a lesson. You need a real good lesson." He stepped back. He says, "you know, I used to be an expert at this." He took the whip and lashed it across Jackie's back and ripped his shirt. Chuck could see blood oozing out. Jackie says, "please don't." He says, "oh, I haven't taught you anything yet, boy." He says, "you've got to learn good, real good." He took the whip, lashed him again. Jackie fell to the ground. He was ready to do it again when all of a sudden Ritzy, who had been standing by up near Rainbow, saw what was going on, and just as he was ready to lash him across the back the third time, Ritzy jumped up, knocked him over, and chewed on his arm. Bart says, "Get that dog off of me!" Chuck pulled out his gun, aimed it at Ritzy. Jackie rushed up and knocked it out of his hands. He said, "You can't do that, you can't do that." Finally, Jackie grabbed Ritzy and pulled him back. He says, "All right, boy." Bart went for his gun, aimed it at Ritzy right between the eyes. He says, "We'll take care of him in a big hurry." There's a burst of gunfire. And when Jackie opened his eyes, he saw Bart Wilson holding his hand, and his gun was on the ground. Jackie turned around and saw Tom. He says, "Tom!" Tom put his gun away. He says, "What's the meaning of this, Bart?" He says, "I'll tell you what's the meaning of it." He says, "That dog attacked me," and he says, "That kid been in my wagon, that's what." Jackie says, "That's true, Tom. I was in the wagon. They have guns in it." But, and for the first time, Tom looked. He says, "Turn around, Jackie." Jackie turned around. He saw his shirt was ripped in blood. He said, "Who did this?" He said, "Well, I did. The kid needed a lesson. That's what he needed." He says, "He's got to be taught something." He looked at Bart. Bart took a few steps back up against the big wheel of the wagon. Tom moved forward. He says, "Bart Wilson." And he grabbed him by the shirt and tightened it. He said, "If you ever lay a hand on that kid again, I will personally break each bone one at a time. Understand?" "I'm sure," he said, I'm just trying to teach the kid a lesson." He says, "You heard what I said, right?" I heard." He says, "All right." He says, "Come on, Jackie." As he was going by Chuck, Tom noticed that he was reaching for his gun. He says, "Go ahead and pull it, Chuck." He says, "Before you get it halfway out of the holster," he says, "you'll have a bullet right between the eyes." "I'm not pulling any gun." He says, "I'd advise you not to." He says, "Come on, Jackie." Jackie got on his horse, and they headed back towards the wagon. Bart looked at Chuck. He says, "Chuck, we've got to do something about him." He said, "He's going to give us trouble." Says, "Yeah, but what are you going to do?" He says, "You heard what he told me." He says, "Now, you're not going to let a little thing like that scare you out, are you?" He says, "Well, Bart, if you had a hole between your eyes with the bullet," he says, "yeah, that scares me." He says, "All right, he's good with the gun." He says, "But there's two of us." So when Jackie got to the camp, Mrs. Miller was just cleaning up, and she saw Tom and Jackie pull in, and she noticed that Jackie had shirt torn, and she said, "Tom, what happened?" Nancy, who came up behind her, says, "Oh, mother, mother, Jackie's hurt." Jackie got down off the horse, and Mrs. Miller says, "Tom, what happened?" "Oh," he says, "nothing really." He says, "Bart Wilson got a little rough with the boy because he was in his wagon." "Bart Wilson did this?" "It doesn't hurt. It's all right." "Oh, Jackie, Jackie, you're such a brave boy." "Nancy, go get some bandages out of the wagon." "All right, mother." She got a basin of water and washed the blood off, and Tom got Jackie a new shirt, and they put some bandages on. Finally, Mrs. Miller says, "How does that feel, Jackie?" Said, "It hurts, but it's all right." Says, "Tom, what are you going to do about this?" Tom says, "Well, I'm not going to do much of anything about it right now. He says, I told Bart, if he ever touched him again, there's going to be trouble. He said, I didn't think this was the time to do much of anything. He said, Jackie was wrong. He said, Jackie, you know that. I know it, Tom, and I'm sorry. He said, I shouldn't have been in his wagon. But Tom, he's got guns in there. Mrs. Miller almost dropped the wash pan. He's got what? He's got guns? By this time, Mr. Miller was coming back from fetching some water. He says, Jackie, what's wrong? Mrs. Miller said, oh, Bart Wilson got rough with him because he was snooping around the wagon and they found guns in his wagon. Tom, is that right? He says, that's right. They found guns in the wagon. He says, but? Mr. Miller looked at him. He says, Tom, now why would he have guns? Well, taking him to the coast to sell. He said, there's no harm in that, making a profit on guns. Tom, have you ever thought that he's selling him to the Indians? Yes, I thought about it. He said, but I don't think he is. Tom, he says, you're a trusting soul. He says, I wouldn't trust that snake in the grass any place around here. Jackie says, I wouldn't either. Tom, he says, he's a mean one. He says, he's real mean. He said, if he was just taking these guns to sell to the coast, why did he get so mad about it? Well, that's a good question, Jackie. Yeah, how come he got so mad about it? Why didn't he just say, yes, I have guns in the wagon. I'm taking them to the coast to sell them for a profit. He says, I think we're going to have to watch Bart Wilson very closely. He says, tell the men to keep their eyes and ears open. If they see anything strange, let me know. Word got around from wagon to wagon what happened to Jackie. And a lot of people who didn't like Bart Wilson in the first place actually hated him now because of what he had done. So the next few days, Jackie stayed around the wagon. He didn't want to be caught by Bart Wilson or Chuck anywhere around their wagon. So he stayed around the wagon driving it or riding along the side of it. And one evening after camp, Tom told the men that he could trust, and some of them were still faithful to Bart Wilson, to behind one of the wagons and told them, he says, I want you people to watch now. He says, we're entering Indian territory. He said, if there's anything going to happen, it's going to happen in the next few days. He says, keep your ears and eyes open. If you see anything that's a little out of the way, let me know. He said, if we can get by the next 3 days, he says, everything's going to be all right. So everybody was warned, and they watched. When they went for water, they were very observant to see that the water wasn't dirtied somewhere upstream. And they paid attention to bent twigs or footprints, just anything they could see that might give them an indication that there were Indians there. On this particular afternoon, Jackie was in the back of the wagon while Tom was driving, and he was looking up at the sky. He had a pillow under his head, and he was looking out the back side of the wagon up at the sky, because time was heavy on his hands, and he looked at the clouds. Sometimes he could see a sheep up there or an elephant or something that looks like a dog. Tom, did you ever see a cloud that looked like a dog? He said, well, I suppose if I looked long enough, I could find one. And every so often, Jackie would ask him if he saw a cloud that looked like a giraffe with a long neck. And as they were riding along, Jackie says, Tom, did you ever see a cloud that looked like a donut? He says, no, I haven't. Did you ever see two clouds like look like donuts? He says, no, I haven't. He said, well, there's sure a lot of them coming up over that, over where? Tom looked around, and far out over the peak, he saw smoke signals coming up over the mountain peaks. Tom looked at Jackie. He says, Jackie, those aren't clouds. Oh, he says, what is it? He says, those are smoke signals. Jackie says, engines? Tom says, I'm afraid so. Jackie was in back of the wagon, and he was asking Tom if he had ever seen a cloud that looked like a donut. And he said that two or three times, and finally Tom says, "Well, where do you see donuts?" And finally he looked over toward the mountain peaks. "Those aren't clouds and donuts, Jackie, those are smoke signals." And Jackie jumped up, "Engines!" He says, "Tom, my bullets, my bullets, my bullets." I said, "You don't need bullets yet." He said, "But the Indians, they're coming, they're coming." He says, "No, they're not coming, not for a while." He says, "You take over the reins, hurry up. I want to go see Mr. Miller." Tom jumped on his horse and rode up to the Miller wagon. He was driving. The two women were in the back. He jumped up on the seat beside Mr. Miller. He said, "Did you see the smoke signals?" He says, "No, where?" He says, "Right over there." He says, "Tom, what are we going to do?" He said, "That doesn't look good at all." He says, "No, it doesn't." He says, "We don't have anything to worry about for a day or so." He says, "Down when we get into the bottom of the valley, that's when we better start worrying." He says, "I've come to the conclusion that Bart Wilson is going to take those guns to the Indians. And in return, the Indians will take care of the wagon train." Mr. Miller says, "Tom, you believe that, don't you?" He says, "I'm afraid so." He says, "I want you to tell all the people you know who are friendly." He says, "I don't want word getting back to Bart Wilson." He says, "And I want a man watching Chuck and Bart every second for the next few days." He says, "I'll get it done." He said, "I'll get it done, Tom." He says, "I'll have somebody watching him every second. And when that wagon leaves, I want to know about it." He says, "You think that they'll take their wagon out of the wagon train and head for the Indian territory?" He says, "Yes." He said, "If they're going to deliver the guns," he says, "that's probably what they'll do." He says, "All right." He says, "I'll get the word around." Tom came back to Jackie, and Jackie kept saying, "Well, what do we do, Tom?" He says, "They're Indians. We got to do something." "Settle down, Jackie. There's nothing going to happen for a few days." He said, "At least not today, it won't." He says, "When we get to the bottom of the valley, that's when I want you to watch, and that is when I'll give you your bullets." He says, "And I'll remember one thing, Tom. I'm going to save the last one." And he says, "You know why." "Yes, I know why." He said, "But you think he'll get that bad?" "No, I hope not. And don't go around spreading rumors now that you don't think you know for sure." He says, "We may have an Indian attack and we may not." He says, "Especially the women folks." "Yeah." He said, "We don't want to tell them because you know how they are. They get kind of squeamish about things like that. Right, Tom?" "Right, Jackie." That evening, when they made camp, things were exceptionally quiet. Most of the people had seen the smoke signals, and especially the women and children were quite frightened by it. Mrs. Miller says, "I don't know what we're going to do." She says, "I'm just frightened to death." And Nancy said, "Well, I am too, Mother." Jackie, who and Tom, who were just walking by, said, "You don't have anything to be afraid of." Jackie says, "No, you don't. As long as we're around here, you don't have anything to be afraid of." Nancy looked up and fluttered her eyelashes. "My, Jackie, you're a brave boy." I said, "Well," he says, "you just got to face up to things. That's what you got to do." He said, "If the Indians come, we'll take care of them, won't we, Tom?" "Tom? Won't we?" "We'll try." "Yeah, that's what we'll do. We'll try." That evening, the entire wagon train got restless. Some of the women began to nag their husbands about, "I want to know about the smoke signals." Finally, Bart Wilson, who was in the crowd, realized that they were almost getting out of hand. Again, he climbed up on his empty water barrel. "All right, all right," he says, "you people are worried. Some of you saw smoke signals, and right away you go into hysterics. Nothing to worry about. You've seen these before, I've seen them before." He says, "We know we're in Indian territory." He says, "We knew that when we came here." He says, "We have another day or so and we'll be out of it." Somebody yelled, "What do they mean?" He says, "What do I know what they mean? They're smoke signals." He says, "They're probably sending signals to other Indians. Probably just a friendly message." He says, "Now, I wish you people would get to bed and get some sleep."